you, running after Shalom. Savara, it's always better to run after Shalom. V'yomer Rav Ahua, after Radifu Radifu, k'siv ocho abake Shalom v'rtfeyu, k'siv osam roidev tztoko, v'chesed yimtzachayim, tztoko v'chovit. Trash Masechta Kedushin, as Radifu, t'shalem schar g'doyla lavoy Shalom, that if you bring Shalom, you'll get tremendous reward. Shaykh parasein b'lo mazeh, v'kan gezol mabo. Tegmilos chasodim, t'yechzebo yimtzachayim tztoko v'lo mabo, v'chovit v'lo mazeh. So kitzav, to make Shalom, yit the Paris b'lam azev, v'kerem k'yem azev l'mabo. V'ayta b'aforos nadorim, k'ri Rabbi Nosson, t'tan Rabbi Nosson oimer, ha'noide kilu bon aboma. If somebody makes a neder, it's a terrible thing, it's like you're a makriv aboma. And the Gemara says what it means to say is, like you brought a korban on the boma, bizman yisra abomas. V'ya makaymoi, is kilu hikrav ola a korban. If you makaym a neder, it's also like you brought a korban on it. What's the better thing? To be made for the neder. That's the better thing. Don't take the gamble, don't take the chance whether you will or won't. The best thing is to be made for the neder. So therefore, it's no good to make the dorm. Yeah. Three things that you should stay away from. Min ha-miyunun, that you should not let the ketana like say goodbye to a husband. Why not? Because we're afraid, dilma godla, maybe she'll become older, or mischarto bo, and she'll have charata, she'll feel bad that she gave a miyun. So therefore, the chetchilu, we always try and teach her, don't give miyun, don't get rid of your husband so fast, maybe you'll have charata later. So therefore, it's not a good thing that she should give miyun. Mina pikdoinus, it's not good to receive pledges to hold on to a pikodin. Kamistam, somebody gives you something to hold for them. What's the case? Bebar moso debaisa. Talking about someone from your own city that lives right near you. Why? Because the baisa kibaisa dummy. We're afraid your house will come like his house. In other words, what Rashi says, leikabo pikodim ibeni roi. From people that live in your city, don't accept to be a shame of pikodim. To have to watch it. Why? The baisa kibaisa dummy. Shiragaletzloi. They're always used to coming into your house, but they say, we left, I have my watch for you. Let me go pick it up. And in between, they'll steal from you. The yachzav yitvenu, and later they'll ask if you're back. So the kids, the people that are close to you, don't accept pikodin from them. What about min arvun? Stay away, don't be arvun, don't be an oriv. Don't be a... Say again.
Grantor.
Don't be a grantor by a loan. Guarantor by a loan. So Gemara says, be arve shotziyun. What type of an oriv are you? Not a regular person that guarantees the loan, but an oriv shaltzin. The Yomer, yeah, Rashi says like this. Shaltzin, shemokim. Shemenicha na loiva v'toivsin oriv. There's usually the case of an oriv is, like we said, Reuven gives money to Shimon, but only if Shimon has somebody to back him up, that in case when Reuven comes to Shimon after 30 days and says, give me back my money. If Shimon's going to say, I have nothing, so there's somebody to back up to, will go to Levi. But the Mal Reuven is supposed to first go to Shimon, and only if Shimon can't pay it up, then you go to the Yoruv. There's no Yoruv clause called Shluvdutz. That means that the Malva goes directly to the Yoruv. He does, the Reuven doesn't go to Shimon, but he goes directly to the Yoruv. That's not Kedai, don't do that. Because you lose your money. Like you didn't get anything, and the Malva would always rather straight go to you. So such an Arvis, don't accept. The Yom Rav Yitzchak, my dichtiv, what does the pasuk say? Roa yeroya, ki orev zor. What does that mean? That roa acharoa, tovil makabla gerim. That bed after bed is going to come for people that accept gerim. It's not good to accept gerim. Only arve shotziyan. And people that make an orev shotziyan, that's called this orev of shluvdutz, sunsi. Ulitkoya atzmei lediv dvar halacha. And if somebody is takeya, puts himself strong, l'dvar halacha. So see what that means. What are these three things that are bad? Mekabla gerim. Bad comes after bad if you accept gerim. If you mekabla gerim. Why? K'rabi chelboi. T'yama rabi chelboi. Koshim gerim liyisroel. Gerim, people that are mezgayir, are bad for klai yisroel. K'sapachas bior. Like a scab on the skin. In other words, not good to have gerim. So Rashi learns, Koshim Gerim, Shein Bikim, but they do their mitzvahs. Because when they go to do mitzvahs, they don't know the halachas so well. They don't do the mitzvahs the right way. Well, the Meidim Yisomim Asayim, And may the Klai Yisrael learn from them not to do mitzvahs the right way. So that's why it's no good. Weiter. Arve Shatzion. What does that mean? What's wrong? Don't become an Arv like Arve Shatzion. The Avde Shlufdutz. Because the Arv there is Shlufdutz means they go directly to the Arv, like we said. When Reuven lent money to Shimon later, he does not even bother to ask Shimon to give him back the money, but he goes right away to Levi, to the Orif, to the one that the
guarantor.
What does it? Fighter. What's wrong with somebody that's Tokei Atzma B'dvar Locha? Tetanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Kol Oimer Ein Loi Torah. Whoever says all he has is Torah. In other words, all he does is learn Torah. He doesn't do mitzvahs. He just learns Torah. Shino ain't like Torah. Don't forget. Koloim ain't like Torah. Whoever says I don't have Torah is ain't like Torah. Taka doesn't have Torah. For the Gemara Pshita, Shrashi ain't like Torah means ain't oisik for Torah. But somebody says he does not oisik. He does not learn Torah. So what does it mean to say that ain't like Torah? Rashi says ain't makabel schar limud. He gets no reward for learning. For the Gemara Pshita. Now, what's the Kiddush? If he doesn't learn, Avad, he doesn't get rewards for learning. What's going on? Ela means like this. Koloimer ein lo yela Torah. Somebody that says all he does is just learn. That's all. Is ein lo yela Torah. Trashi yela Torah. V'yein mekayim. If he only learns Torah and doesn't do it, so he only has Torah. The Bible says he only has reward for learning the Torah and not reward for doing the mitzvahs. For the Gemara again, onami Pshita. It's also Pshita. That's all he did. He only learned Torah. He didn't do mitzvahs. It says, Ella, what it means to say is, the afilu terein loy. Even reward, schar for learning, you don't get. That's the Chiddush. Trashi afilu terein, afilu schar limodein loy. He doesn't receive reward for his learning. My time, what's the reason? Because now there's somebody that learns Torah, but doesn't listen to what he learns, he doesn't do the mitzvahs, he does not get reward even for learning. My time, Omer Rav Papa, Omer Krua, because the pasuk sounds like this, V'limadetem v'yasisem. You're supposed to learn, and you're supposed to do. So, kol sheyeshna b'yasiya, yeshna b'limido. Whoever does the mitzvahs, is mekayim what he learns, he'll get reward for his learning. But kol sheyna b'yasiya, whoever does not do the mitzvahs, does not do what he learns, is a blamida. He doesn't get reward for his learning either. The boy is saying another pshat is liyolam kudiyamrisi mikara. Could be like we said before. The what ain lo yela Torah. So that what koloimer ain lo yela Torah is ain lo yela Torah. That if somebody says all he has is just learning Torah, so all he gets back is only schar reward for learning Torah. So we asked the question before pshita. Like, what else? He didn't do mitzvahs. Avadi does not get reward for mitzvahs. So the Chiddush is, Lo tzricha to call migma liachrini. We're talking about he's like a Rebbe. He learns Torah to other people. V'avli v'avdi. And these other people, they do. They do what he teaches them. So maybe I would think, Mal de Tema, Isle agro lididei. Maybe because of him, they do mitzvahs. He should also get reward for their mitzvahs. Kamashmala no. That if you learn and you bedafke don't do the mitzvahs, you won't get reward for the mitzvahs they do. If you do mitzvahs also, then avadi you get reward for their mitzvahs also. You will gurm them to do mitzvahs. But if you don't do any mitzvahs, you're not going to get reward for their mitzvahs. Pivoy Yisema, another teretz is like this. Pivoy Yisema, Tokei Atzma L'Dvar Halacha, what does that mean? B'dayon. It's talking about dayonim. The osa dina lekamei that a din psar shaila came in front of a dayan, the gomer alocha, and he learned alocha. The Rashi yodei alocha, shein doima ledin abo lefonov kolkach. He remembers alocha. That's not the exact case as what came about right now. The Gemara says umad me milsa lemilsei, and he has to use his own svar and say just like that case over there is chayiv. Most probably this case is something like it. There also it's chayiv. So it's a suffix, it's a shayla, you have to use your svara. So the dayan uses his own svara, his own logic. But for yisle rabba, but he has a rebbe, fuloy ozo mashal, and he does not go and ask his rebbe. Such a thing is gefelich. The yom rebbe shumo banachmen, yom rebbe yenisin, li oilom yira dayan atzmai, Adayin Rasta Paskin Shaila should always feel Kilo Cherev Manachas Lei Benyaki Seifov. That as if a sword is mamish in between his two shoulders. The Gehenim Suchula Miktachtov, and Gehenim is underneath him. In other words, he has to be very careful to make sure he gives the right psak. It's a terrible thing to give a wrong psak. So maybe here, where you have your Rebbe, and you could ask him, and you don't, you're semach on your own psak, that's a terrible zach. Shenemar, hine mitosi shalashloima shishim geborim sovavlo, mi gebori Yisrael, mi pachat balelos. Me, what does that mean? That means you have to be afraid. Me pachat shal gehenim shedoyim alalayla. Rashi says me tosliya means beis hamikdash sheshom lishkas agodis. So, kitzur, the dayan has to be very careful to make the right psak. And if a person is a tekeya atzva balocha, means you're only soymach on your own psak, when really you have somebody better than you task, and you don't ask him, that's a terrible zach. That's called raw. Only bad will come to you. Right. Rabbi Gamliel Loimer Emirno. So Rabbi Gamliel Eitzur again is where the two brothers married two sisters. One was older, one was a katana, and the one that married the gedolah died. So his wife now falls liyibah midiraisa to the other brother. But the other brother is married midirabonah to the katana. So what should he do? So Rabbi Gamliel says that Emirno Emirno, we don't force her. If she wants to give me in right now the katana, then our father, the brother, could make yibum with the gedolah. But if not, let him just wait until she becomes the gedolah, and then when his wife now becomes the gedolah, so he's married to a midiraisa, so now the yavama, the other sister, becomes an erva to him. She's nachos ishtoi. Therefore, there's no mitzvah yibum. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says. If he wants to, the brother that's alive now, that's married to the younger sister, has a right just to wait until she becomes a gedola, and then the yavama becomes an erev, she goes out free. So boy minei Rebbe Loza meirav, my time of the Rabbi Gamliel. What's the time of Rabbi Gamliel when she becomes a gedola? Vaista is then automatically the gedusha becomes a midiraisa. So now the yavama becomes your wife's sister, and therefore that she's an erev, she goes out free. What's Rabbi Gamliel's reason? Mishum diksova kidusha katana mitle toli, that when your brother true first married when she was a katana, and that kedusha is only midirabonin, but it's like hanging. V'chi godla godla bado, and as soon as she becomes a gedola, automatically her kedusha becomes midiraisa. And afa gavdoloi bol, even if he does not live with her. Tadrashi, the niktat shahashta. You don't have the svar that he made beer with her now to say this beer should be a ma'aseh kedushin. Mikol makom, mishegodla tafsi kedushin mikara. V'igloi milsalam afreya, tezikadach loiklum. Tremendous chiddush. To say the what? Rabbi Gamliel's svar is that when you marry a katana, then she becomes a gedola, automatically now the kedushin becomes midiraisa. As soon as she becomes a gedola, the kedushin becomes midiraisa. So it becomes midiraisa. Now we say that the older sister is an erva to you. Mela she goes out free. Oidilma maybe no. Oidilma mishum diksover amakadish achos yivoma niftara yivoma v'yochala. So Rashi learns a big chiddush. When the first pshat was that the kedushin is chalam afreya, tremendous chiddush. That when she becomes the gedola. Again, you married, the first case was, you married, the first sad was, you married this katana. Now when she becomes a gedola, automatically that kedushin becomes midiraisa, and it's as if l'mafreya, she was your wife. So it comes out that at the time when your brother died, his wife really was an erva to you. That's why she's put them in a yibam. That's a tremendous chiddush. Oiduma maybe not like that. That avada the svar is, kolzman, she was the katana, there's no kedushin. It's only now when she becomes a gedola, the first time you live with her, it's like a new ma'aseh kedusha now. So true, at the time when your brother died, the older one was not leaving to you. At that time, the sister was not married to you. But later on, when you marry this sister, now the first one becomes an erva, and the yibum goes off. So that's the tzad. Oiduma, v'shem diksavra amekadesh achos yivama. In the case where your brother died first, and his wife is zokah to you, and now you go and marry your sister, niftara yavama, v'ochala. Still the case is, even though the yavama fell to you first, But now that you go and marry your sister, she becomes an erva. She's achos ishtoi, and she's potter. So then the svari is iboilin, only because when she becomes a gedola, if the brother lives with her, then he's mekadosha. But loy, but if he does not live with her, by itself her kedushin has not become a gedola, and therefore the first sister has a mitzvah yibum, and that's all. It's still yibum, it's still here. That's the shaila. Omalei answered back, "Hainu time of the Rabbi Gamliel. You know what Rabbi Gamliel's svar is? Mishum deksaber amekadesh achos yivama nifteru yivama v'ochala einachanami. Havad v'soni yisvara that after she becomes a gedola, if you live with your wife, that's like a new ma'aseh kedushin. So now, at this point now, she's mekudesh to you midiraisa. Now her sister is an erva to you. Therefore, she goes out from yibum. So therefore, you boil in." Only if when she comes to Gedola, you live with her, then she's your wife. Eloi bo'eloi, but if you don't live with her when she's a Gedola, the Kedushin is not Chal Midraisa, then the Zika will still be here. So that's what Rabbi Gamliel says, when your first wife becomes a Gedola, it's only also if you live with her. By living with her, that's the new Maisa Kedushin. So now she's your wife Midraisa. Now the first sister, that the Yavama, becomes an Erev to you, and she's not Norfal Yibam, therefore she's Potter. Omer Rav Sheshes, Amina, first I thought to say that Kinoyim v'shochav Rav Omer l'hashmaita, that when Rav said over this chiddush, she was dozing off. In other words, he didn't really mean it, he made a mistake. The Tanikos, we learn like this, HaMekadesh HaSakatana, if you marry a young girl, Kiddushah Teluyin, the Kiddushin is like hanging. That's a din. So my Teluyin, what does it mean the Kiddushin is hanging? Lav doesn't mean to say that Ki Godla Godla Bado, that when your wife now becomes a gedola, 12 years old, automatically by itself, the Kedushin is Chal Midiraisa. For Yafa Gav the Leibol, even though you don't live with her. So you see the Chur, that's what the Gamliel Svara, that by itself the Kedushin comes Midiraisa. Amalei Rav and Breda Rav Nachmin, Ha Milsa Diktana Mitla Toli Bekaima. No, that's what it means, the Kedushin Ktana, it's Takatoli, it's hanging. What does it mean it's hanging? Not that by itself it automatically becomes Midiraisa, but it's totally if you make a new Ma'aseh Kedushin or not. E boil in. If you live with her, that's a new Ma'aseh Kedushin, then it's good. E loy boil loy. But if you don't live with her, there's no Kedushin on Midiraisa. Why? E loy boil loy. The Yomro who odof minoi, v'yano adifna minei. Shashiv Yetzenu beget Bakorcha. The way the Yomro iyo adifa minoi, like she says, I'm better than you. V'yetzenu beget Bakorchi, like that she says no. V'yano adifa minoi, v'cholzman shetze itzo v'miyan akorchoi. In other words, each one remains with their what they have. The husband says, I can give you a get Bakorchi, and she could say no, I can give you a miyan Bakorchi. She has a right to be mine and the husband. So therefore, she still stays in the same status that before they make a new Ma'aseh Kedushin, her Kedushin is still on the Midrabbonim, like she does not want to become Midiraisa, and therefore the Kedushin is only still Midrabbonim, that she could still make Miyan. For the Gemara, is this true? The Sova Ravi Boilin Eloi Boiloi, is it true that Rav holds only because he makes beer with her, like a new Ma'aseh Kedushin? But if not, the Kedushin is not Midiraisa, V'itma, we learn like this, Ketana Shlemina. First you marry the Ketana, and she didn't make Miyan. V'yigdila, and then she become older. V'yomda v'nisseis, and she got married to somebody else. So Rav Amaral says, Eina tzricha get misheni. You don't have to get a get from the second one. So Chura, why not? The Chura, because the first Kedushin is Chal Midiraisa, so the second Kedushin means nothing. So therefore, you don't need a get. Hushmul Lama, no. Tzricha get misheni, you do need a get misheni. Because the first Kedushin was only Midrabbanan, so what? Now that she's a Gedola, and she got married to somebody else, the second Kedushin is Chal Midiraisa, so true, Midrabbanan, she's married to the first one, so she can't live with the second one. But HaKol Ponim Midiraisa, she needs to get from the second one.